22. Fallout. Bob. December 2173, Delta Eridani. Archimedes. Archimedes stopped in mid-step and looked wildly around.
Bob?
I canceled the camouflage on the drone for a moment so he could locate it. He grunted an acknowledgement and settled carefully to the ground to sit, leaning against a tree. I brought the drone down to eye level, then re-engaged the camouflage.
I don't think you're going to be allowed back.
The statement was delivered in a low voice without looking at the drone.
Since you were banished, there have been no attacks.
That's because I've killed 6 hippogriffs so far that we're heading your way, I replied. I was irritated, and I let it show in my tone. Archimedes looked at the drone, eyes wide.
You're still protecting us?
You're still important to me, Archimedes. Especially you and your family. Speaking of which, how is Buster doing? Archimedes smiled fondly.
He wants to help me make tools now. Of course, all he does is bash rocks together, but it's a start.
He lost the smile and looked down for a moment before continuing.
And getting a lot of what you call cold shoulder, still. Some of the other cubs have started to tease Buster. I don't want you to go away forever, but I can't have my family affected.
I understand, Archimedes. I still need to get you up to speed with the bow and arrow eventually, but it can wait. The thing to remember is that I didn't wipe out the hippogriffs, just the local nest. As a species, they're still out there, and your area is effectively unclaimed territory for them now. You need to be ready to hold them off. At minimum, you need to have a supply of extra spears, and the bows and arrows will give you more range.
Okay. I've been playing around with the short spears, arrows. I told people they're small spears for Buster. They laugh, but they believe me. The bow part. Why does it have to be different materials?
Laminated material is stronger and has much better spring. Eventually, you'll glue it, but for now, tying is good enough. We talked for a while longer, plans for new weapons, suggestions for the medicine woman, basic math. I would bring these people out of the Stone Age one way or another. Eventually, Archimedes got up, said goodbye, and headed back to Camelot. It was enough. It was a good day. Marvin had something to say again, I could always tell. He would open his mouth, then close it, then try again. I wasn't sure if I should be concerned or not. Last time, it had been hippogriffs. Not a good track record. Finally, he managed to squeeze it out. I think I'm going to be heading out soon. I froze for almost half a second. As in, leaving Delta Eridani? Yeah, Bob. You've done a lot with the Deltans, but I think it's past the point where it needs two of us. This is a caretaker situation now. He made a gesture at the video window I'd been watching. Truthfully, the council kicking you out was probably a good thing for them. They go back to deciding their own destiny. You can still tweak things here and there, but the Sky God business really wasn't healthy for you or for them. I thought about being offended, getting mad. But the truth was that I'd been having very similar thoughts. I dropped my eyes and nodded. Still, it won't be the same without you around to give Guppy bad greeting lines. Hell, Bob. With Scut, we're never really out of touch. If I keep my speed below 0.75C, my tau won't go high enough to preclude VR. I might just seem a little groggy to you. Funny, it still doesn't feel the same. I shrugged and paced back and forth a few times in silence. I guess I understand, though, Marv. It's always been my project. Luke and Bender knew that. Sure wish they'd intercept the Scut plans transmission, Marvin commented, changing the subject. It would be nice to know if they're okay. I nodded and sat down. What a crap year this was turning into. On the other hand, Scut did make things a little easier. There were things to do and Bobs to talk to. I shook my head and sighed. The moping was pointless. I would always be able to find a laundry list of things to be depressed about if I worked at it. The Deltons were still there, even if they weren't talking to me at the moment.